I've never felt this dark. Not even when I'd been shattered and trapped in the other world and my soul had begun to fragment. Then I'd been broken and battered and well on my way to losing myself forever. I'd felt dark inside, but the people who loved me most had been bright, beautiful beacons of hope, and I had been able to find strength in their light. I'd fought my way out of the darkness. This time I didn't have any hope. I couldn't find a light. I deserved to stay lost, to remain shattered. This time I didn't deserve to be saved. Detective Marks had taken me to the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office instead of sticking me in jail with the rest of the criminals who were newly arrested. On the seemingly endless trip from the House of Night to the big brownstone Sheriff's Department building on First Street, he talked to me, explaining that he'd made a call, pulled some strings, and I was going to be put in a special holding cell until my attorney could make arrangements for my arraignment, so I could get released on bail.